There you go. Have fun. Christ is our joy. Amen. At this time, without any further ado, thank God for the word of God today, and thank God for the gospel of the grace of God. Amen. At this time, without any further ado, Deacon Howard Gavin is going to come forward now, and in the essence, give us the message. And the pastor always says, the ministry is what? The message. The ministry is the message. Amen. The ministry is the message. This time, Deacon Howard Gavin will come forward now and give us the word of God, the gospel of the grace of God. Deacon Howard Gavin, amen.
Let church say amen again. Amen. Hallelujah. We certainly praise God for all his goodness, all his grace, amen, and all his mercy. Let us have a word of prayer before we get into the message, for without which the enablement of God, naught can be accomplished. Now, dear and blessed Lord, our God and Father, Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, that all is according to thy eternal decree, will, plan, and purpose. Now we pray, Lord, that you would give illumination and light and enlightenment, O Lord, unto your servant as he proclaim your word, and to your people, Lord, cause as many as thou hast determined to receive it in light. Lord, bless everywhere. Lord, according to your righteous will, lead and guide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Won't you turn with me again to the book of Ephesians? Our text verses is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. More specifically, 1 through 6, but including verse 7 as well. Elder William Liverman is our designated reader. And Elder Liverman, as soon as you get there, amen. But let me say this. We are continuing in the sermonic series, God's Sovereignty in Election to Salvation. God's Sovereignty in Election to Salvation. God is sovereign. It means that he has the absolute right to do what he has desired with that which is his, which is everything. Amen. He is sovereign, and he has chosen some to salvation, not all. Not all. Irregardless of what messages you have heard, we are going to scripturally, exegetically, that is bringing out from the original language the intended conveyance of the scriptures, and proclaim to God's people that we do not get saved. We were saved as we were chosen and predetermined in eternity. Unto salvation. Salvation means you're safe. Safe from harm and alarm. Now, I know we fret sometimes, but we don't have to. Amen. Because we are safe. The world's epitaph has already been written in the book of Revelation. Amen. And we can see things going down each and every day. Most of us, that God gives the insight to look around. Amen. But we, the elect of God, we have an expected end. And our end is glorious. It's glorious. Praise God. Amen. All right. Elder Liverman, we're going to read from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. And Elder, read the first two verses from the King James Version. And then we will continue or finish out from the interlinear Greek text. Now, those that do not have the interlinear Greek, just follow along, and we will give explanation of the various words and meaning. All right, Elder, begin reading verse 1.
Ephesians chapter 1, begin with the first verse.
Yes.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ. Own of Jesus Christ, just like us. We are his.
by the will of God,
God's will,
to the saints which are at Ephesus,
mm-hmm.
and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Let me say this, we are never faithful outside of Christ. We are only faithful in the realm and the leading and guiding of Christ. He has to enable our faithfulness. We are faithful in Christ where we actually truly abide. Amen. We are never consistently faithful outside of Christ, but then again, we are not actually outside of Christ ever. But sometimes our resonation of our mind causes us to act outside of Christ. But we are in Him eternally, completely. We are in Him, faithful only in Him where we eternally, eternally abide. Amen. Read, Ella.
Grace to you.
Grace.
Mm-hmm. And peace from God our Father.
From our Father and from home where we actually abide. In Christ, in the heavenlies, as we will see, in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace always from God, our Father, unto His loved ones. Uh-huh.
And the Lord Jesus Christ.
Even our Lord, that's just it. He's our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our owner. Amen. He has absolute and complete control over us and everything we do, everything we might intend or think we want to do. Christ has the preeminence. He rules. He's Lord. He determines. He leads. He guides. He causes everything regarding us. Everything. Amen. Is of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right. Now read from the Interlinear Elder.
Verse 3 in the Interlinear Greek text.
All right.
Blessed the God and Father
mm-hmm.
of the Lord of us,
you know
Jesus
that?
Christ.
It keeps reiterating, blessed the Lord of us, and God and Father of the Lord of us. He's our Lord, He's our God, He's our Father. And Jesus Christ, what?
Jesus Christ, thee, having blessed us
uh-huh.
with every blessing spiritual.
In every, or each and every blessing spiritual. You notice, having blessed us. When you are blessed spiritually in your mind, amen, or any other way, amen, it is according to what has already been determined to come your way, whatever it is. Amen. Even the vicissitudes of what we deem as sufferings and things that are not pleasant, they are determined of God's blessing unto us. We might not be able to see it now, but we are eternally blessed. Even in the reverse of things, God has turned them into blessings.
Amen.
He has eternally decreed them.
Yes.
I want to add that. Naught can come upon you or even the world. But speaking of us, the people of God now, nothing can come your way, in your pathway, in your course, excepting the Lord has decreed it. Like everything else in creation, God has determined what is, and everything is according to Him. Read it, Elder. Read it.
In the heavenlies in Christ.
In the heavenlies in Christ, our home, our abode. We're just here temporarily. Saints of God, remember that. We're only here temporarily. This is not home. Our abode is not here.
Amen. That's it.
We're in, according to God's purpose and testimony of what He wanted us to go through and experience, and then we are out. But we are eternally, eternally blessed, irregardless of what may seem to go against us in time.
Yes.
Irreversive. Things we might determine are irreversive. Praise God. Amen. All right, Ella, read on. I'm going to try to get through this because I got a long way to go. Read, Elder.
Verse 4 in the Interlinear Greek text.
All right, here it comes.
As he chose us in him.
As he chose us in him when, Elder?
Before foundation of world.
Before foundation or creation of world or the world. God's people need to know that you do not get saved. Irregardless of what experiences the Lord took you through, amen, that's just it. You were going through a process or an experience. You were already His. As He chose us, we got to go by the Word of God, irregardless of what we think or, and certainly what we feel. We have to go with God's word. That is what is right, as Pastor was just up here alluding to. We were chosen, picked out, selected, elected in Him before the creation of the world, before any light, any stars, planets, universe, black hole, the seen and the unseen, before we were already His.
I hear you.
Before the foundation or creation of the world,
amen,
we belonged to Him.
Amen.
Now in time, we might not have realized it. I know I didn't. Until He revealed it unto me that I belong unto Him.
I hear you.
Now let me say this. God does not have to reveal unto His elect, His beloved, in time, while we are in these bodies, that we belong to Him. He does not have to do it. You've heard me say many a time, the babes, whether they die in infancy or not, they're mentally incompetent. And let me say this also. I oftentimes say those that are aborted even. That is no reflection on anyone. Irregardless of that even, if they are the elect of God, they are His elect. They are His chosen. God foreknows us. He don't know us when we show up. He foreknows us. He has determined when or if we show up and how we show up. And how we proceed. And how we proceed. Amen. Let me just express this from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. I've been expressing it as though Jeremiah was saying it. But Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, the Lord said unto Jeremiah, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. Before you were formed in the womb, before conception, I knew you. Our beginning is not here. It's in eternity in the body of Christ. We were placed here in time for testimony. Testimony is evidence what God has caused to manifest in us when we come forth. God has determined it all, everything. Where you live, who you're born to, your ethnicity, your level of education or not, level of health or not, where you stay, where you're going to reside, where you're going to move to. God has already predetermined, pre-people, He has predetermined everything regarding not just us, but everything.
I hear you.
Everything. And not only that, He didn't stop there with Jeremiah, and He didn't stop there with us. He said, and I decreed you a prophet unto the nations.
Amen.
God has assigned and designed how we would proceed once He has determined we show up in this.
I hear you.
Thank God. Yes.
What's your course is in life, what you follow in employment or schooling or whatever. God has predetermined all of it. Praise be unto him. All right. Amen. Elder, I'm going to try to move again. All right, Elder. Verse 4, what was it, verse 5 now? Or did we finish? No, we didn't finish that. We didn't finish 4.
To be as holy and unblemishable before him in love.
All right. To be or being is a present infinitive. In the English, we put 2 in front of an infinitive, but that gives it a future inference. We are, is present. Even though it's an infinitive, is present. To be or being, and I know there are no gerunds in the Greek, that is words ending in ing, but it's still present. We are not going to get holy and sanctified and separated. We are. Amen. To be or being us, holy or separated or sanctified, we are apart from the world. We are not them, and they can never be us. And we can never be them. We were chosen before creation. And you do not get saved. We were chosen.
Yes.
Being blameless. I know. You haven't done as much as I have, more than likely. But in the body of Christ, you are blameless. We falter in the flesh. God has assigned a sin nature, Romans 3:23, to all. All sin. And come short of the glory of praise of God. But Christ has died for the sins of the elect, not the world. So we are freed by the blood of Jesus from our sin, debt, or obligation. Christ has made us free in eternity. Calvary was manifestation as real as it was in consciousness. It was manifestation. The real deal happened in eternity. Christ died for our sins. Aorist indicative. Aorist tense is a completed action, indicative. Mood in the Greek is a fact. And a fact is a thing that is done. Not going to be done. Not done 2,000 years ago, but done in eternity. It was always done. In eternity, there is no time at all. No time factor. No successiveness of now and next and then and let's wait and see. None of that. Everything is in eternity. Time has no place, no presence in eternity. Where we actually abide. Hallelujah. All right, Elder, let's try again. Unblemished or blameless. Yeah, all the stuff that we have fallen short in, blameless. Christ died for our sins. How many of them? All of them. And you don't need a license to sin. As Pastor said, you need a license to hunt, fish, drive, and a whole lot of other things. Operate a business, but you don't need a license to sin. We were decreed sinners with a sin nature. All sin according to God's decree. And therefore a sin nature in our flesh that bring forth just what? Is conducive to it, it brings forth sin. Sins of omission, commission, thought, and deed. Sin. But Christ died for all of our sins and trespasses, not the world. There's a difference. Us, wherever we are in this earth, and them, wherever they are in the earth, there is a difference. Again, you are not the world, you never can or will be, and the world will never be you. I don't care how close you try to nudge up against it, be like it, you are not the world. You have been separated in the third of the fourth verse. You have been separated or sanctified.
Amen.
That don't mean the feeling you got when the Holy Spirit moved on you. That means what God has done in eternity separated you from the world.
Amen.
You can never be them. Never. Ever. Read on, Elder.
Verse 5.
Elder, please. I must do this. Start with the last two words in verse 4. And move right into, without hesitation, verse 5. The last two words of verse 4. When the Bible, the original writings, there were no punctuations in the original writings of the Bible. Those were added by translators, supposedly for clarification. Sometimes they work in that regard, but sometimes they hinder. And this is one place where they hinder. All right, Elder, read the last two words of verse 4. And move right into verse 5.
Amen. In love,
in
predestinate
love,
us.
Having predestinated, foreknown, predetermined, set us up, secured us, confirmed us, established us. In love, having in eternity where we actually abide. Having predestinated us. Unto what?
Unto adoption of
unto
sons
adoption of
through
sons,
Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ predetermined us
to himself.
Adoption of sons. He placed us, he son positioned us in the body of Christ. Son position. That means we are an heir. We are an heir of God and a joint heir of Christ Jesus. Our stuff is not here. Our stuff is in Christ, in the heavenlies, each and every blessing spiritual of which is conducive to our actualized essence, spirit, not temporary. Temporary. Here today, I know it might be 100 years, but in regard to eternity, here today, pew! Gone. 120 years. When I was in my youth, I knew a gentleman that was celebrated in Washington, D.C. He was 120 years old. Nothing. Nothing in comparison to eternity. Nothing. Adam, 900. I said before, 950 years. Adam, 930 years. Nothing. Nothing. Less than a whisper. Compared to eternity. And it was Noah, as I in error said before, that was 950 years. I assigned it to Adam. But irregardless, with 20 years more, nothing.
Amen.
In regard to eternity. We are eternally positioned in Christ Jesus, who is our life. He don't just give life. He is our life. This is only manifestation for testimony because this is what God wanted. He wanted us to, like our Lord Jesus Christ, take on a body and identify with him who is our head, who is our Lord, who is our Savior. Identify him with him while we are in this. And he has to cause it. He has to cause it. If God does not cause us to identify with Christ, we will act according to that. So the old folk had it right. When you see me walking right, God's using me. When you see me acting right, God's using me. You know what you look like. You've been there. And it's not pretty. If you belong to him, he causes us to know, however we might flare up or flare up, that's not like Christ. The Holy Spirit is faithful. God is faithful. He will let us know that that's not who we are. We belong to God, Christ. Ella Reed.
Having predestinated us
mm-hmm.
to adoption of sons,
son position
through Jesus Christ,
by or through Jesus Christ, where
to him,
to him,
according to
him. That's the genitive case, I'm sure. to him. Possession of ownership, the genitive case. Possession of ownership. To him we belong. And what else, Elder?
According to the good pleasure of the will of him.
And he was more than glad. He was eternally, absolutely, unlimitedly pleased to do it. On your worst day, you belong to him.
I hear you.
In your worst thought, even if it's something you can't tell nobody about, you don't even want mama to know about, especially mama. On your worst thought that you can hide from everybody, it's a thought now. Sometimes folk can read body language even. On your worst day and your worst thought, you belong to him. He has just not overruled your depravity and caused you to resonate with or identify with who we belong to, which is the spotless, righteous, sinless Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes he overrules our depravity and calls us to act like who we are. Other times he does not overrule it and we act like them, the world. I'm not disparaging the world, but there is a difference. You better know it. There is a difference. Next verse, Elder.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
To praise of glory.
To praise
of the grace of him.
And that's what I want to highlight today. To praise. Everything we have read thus far culminates to this. To praise of glory of him. God has done everything to the praise of his glory. His glory. He has chosen us for his glory. He has not chosen them for his glory. And if you think that I'm off somewhere on a tangent, go to Romans chapter 10, verses 21 through 25 and read. And you will find vessels of mercy and vessels of wrath. And when it speaks of vessels of mercy, he carries on with even us. Not them. We didn't make us, and they didn't make them. Hallelujah. We are who we are according to God. They are who they are according to God. They can't do anything about it, and we can't. Your tarrying didn't bring you to Christ. Election did. Selection. Grace did that. Your baptism did not bring you to Christ. That was an experience, and joyous it was. Even glorious. But you are already his.
I hear you.
We were chosen in him before the creation of the world. That's God's word. That's not according to Deacon Gavin. That's according to God's word.
Amen.
Unto us, the church, the body of Christ. It's in the mystery. You won't find these explanations, this higher understanding and comprehension and levels of truth. All of God's word is truth, but higher levels of truth as far as being manifested unto us in any of the other covenants. Yes, there are other covenants and other dispensations. This one is the grace dispensation. You got six others: innocence, conscience, human government, law, a promise, law, and kingdom, which is on hold. When we are out of here, the kingdom will be resurrected and gone back to, and the Lord will again not be dealing with the church, the body of Christ, but he will be dealing with Israel.
I hear you.
His earthly people. We are God's heavenly spiritual people, amen, the body of Christ. Nobody else is. No one else is.
Thank God.
In whom we have.
Yes.
Did you finish that, Ella?
Grace of him.
The grace of him.
Glory of which he favor us.
Of which the grace of him now. Genitive. The grace of him. Ownership and possession. Of which. Of which. The grace of him. Of which. He favored or graced us. That Greek word is like the actual word grace itself. The basis of that word of favor is the same as grace, the actual grace wording itself. He favored us. Where?
He favored us in the having been loved.
Thank you, Jesus. God don't love us when we do right. Our parents don't even do that, and they're finite, limited. And they can only take so much.
Amen.
Thank God he don't just love us when we do right. Else he would stay. Because sooner we think something out in traffic about somebody, he might be waiting around the corner to get you. No. Not our God. Not our Father. He has graced us. Everything regarding us is according to his glorious grace. You don't kill your children when they do wrong. You're chasing them. It's always remedial, never penal, to do them in. It's to correct them.
Amen.
And God has to do the same with us. To correct us while we are in this guy. Continually, he has to correct us.
I hear you.
Now from the document. You have the document before you? Amen. Page 5 of the document. If anyone does not have a document, please raise your hand quickly and our usher will give you one. I'm not going to read very far in it. I'm going to cover 2 paragraphs. The document, God's sovereignty in election to salvation. Raise your hand if you don't have one. God's sovereignty in election to salvation, which the Lord gave unto Pastor Cutler, amen, in and through exegesis, bringing out the literal meaning of the scriptures, our truth in particular, the grace message, which is the message for today's church. Not kingdom. Our Lord Jesus did not bring the grace message. He left that unto the Apostle Paul. Our Lord Jesus preached kingdom. If you think I'm telling you a fairy tale, go to Matthew chapter 3 and I believe chapter 3 verse 1 and 2 as John the Baptist preached, and chapter 4 verses 17 and 23 I do believe. And you'll see what our Lord preached. And the apostles, the 12, preached the kingdom message. Go to Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. Even Judas was with them. Now, I'm reading. Having observed that foreordination, that is God's predetermination of us, foreknowing us, just like he did Jeremiah, foreknowing us before he determined that we would show up in bodies in the created entity of time. Time is a creation of God. It's like a stage for God to display what he has eternally decreed. Nothing is being created in time. Everything in eternity by one saying, God is unlimited. We're the ones that's limited. Limited in strength, thought, everything. Endurance in this. Not where we actually abide, but here in this. time is a creation of God for testimony only. Other than that, it has no purpose. When the testimony has done its work according to God, the angel said in the revelation to John, time will be no more. And then we'll be right back where we started, eternally, in manifestation and resonation. But eternity has gone nowhere. And saints, it's certainly not split. Eternity past, time, and eternity future. How are you going to split always, never ending, unending? How are you going to split that? Time is a creation within eternity for God's display of what He has purposed, what He has determined. Now having observed that fornication is unto the end of or has as its object the praise of His glory, God's glory. We focus on a very familiar term as we consider the fuller meaning of the Greek word epinon, translated praise. Remember, he just read, unto the praise of the glory of His grace, or His glorious grace. This word is derived from combining of epi, meaning upon, and the root of it, praise, upon praise. Here we note the significance of prefixing the preposition, as it adds the idea of praise upon or on, praise to God, upon or on the basis of what God's glorious grace has accomplished. We haven't accomplished anything, and that's the problem. We think we got a part, have a part in our salvation. That is the problem with most of God's people.
I hear you.
Now, don't go run tell nobody that Deacon Gavin said that they're not saved if they don't follow grace, the teaching of grace, the mystery in the 14 epistles of Paul, Romans through Hebrews. I did not say that. All of God's word is true. It is to be dispensationally and covenantally or contractually divided into the seven dispensations with their own, each own individual gospel or good message, and their own individual covenant or contract that God made with His elect in each of the seven dispensations. The one that you are in right now is grace. When our Lord Jesus came, He came to establish the kingdom. He was not under any illusion that they would reject Him. He's God. The king was rejected. The kingdom is put on hold. And the Lord ushered in the dispensation of grace through the revelation of the mystery revealed unto the Apostle Paul for the grace church, which is His body. Reading again. Here we note the significance of prefixing the preposition, as it adds the idea of praise on the basis of what God's glorious grace has accomplished, which intensifies the praise. If we see it as grace, unmerited, unearned, undeserved, it precipitates the praise. Thus, on the basis of the fact that God's grace has made our foreordination or our foreknowing or being established or son position in Christ, God's grace brought that on, made it possible, and it engenders supreme praise, commendation, and applause. In other words, a grace praise. God's glorious grace. His glorious grace.
Yes.
I'm going to give a corroboration. I love to corroborate. Corroboration, elegant me, Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. There's no work in grace. Work is work, and grace is grace. If you did it, and it was on account of you that you got it, that is not grace. If you think that you did it, or had something to do with the accomplishment of it, you are not thinking according. I did not say you wasn't saved. You are not thinking according to grace. And I am fixing to prove it. Elder, begin reading from the 18th chapter of Luke and the 9th verse. Read through the 14th verse, 9 through 14, and read it from the King James Version.
Luke chapter 18, beginning with the 9th verse.
The character of grace. Listen to it.
And he spake this parable unto certain, mm-hmm. which trusted in themselves.
That did what? Trusted in themselves. What?
That they were righteous and despised others.
That they were righteous and their pride caused them to despise others. Or at least look down on others. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Don't throw nothing. Don't throw nothing. I was told it. And I resonated with it until I knew better. The Spirit of God is always with his elect in the grace dispensation. Even Jesus said in the kingdom unto his disciples, I will never leave you nor forsake you. How much more we that are his body? Read, Ella.
Verse 10. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee mm-hmm. and the other a publican.
A religious leader, a well-respected one of the Jewish community in echelon. Both went up to pray. All right.
Verse 11. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself.
The good, upstanding, notable citizen prayed like this. Mm-hmm.
God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are.
Now, there's nothing right but righteousness. If the Lord enables you to do right, right on.
Amen.
Nothing right but righteousness.
Amen.
But here's what it can produce if you think it's your righteousness and not God's grace and enablement. I'm just showing corroborating in another covenant, in another dispensation, I'm corroborating or bringing in other truth to confirm and strengthen ours, which is God's glorious grace. We're in the grace dispensation. Our gospel is grace. We were saved by grace. Everything is by grace, and it does not stop. In your worst day, it does not stop. You know, the stuff you can say in your mind and call people in your mind, nobody didn't hear me, so I can say it. On your worst day, God's grace is with you and upon you. Listen to the character of grace further, if I can hush. Read, Ella.
I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust.
I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust.
Adulterers.
Adulterers.
Or even as this publican.
Even as this publican here that was known to skim off the tax that he collected. Skim, you know what skim off it means. Put a little, how'd that get in my pocket? Okay, read, Ella.
Verse 12. I fast twice in the week.
Okay, now, he's getting ready to commend himself according to his works. What he did or does. He's getting ready to commend himself to God, the judge of all. I fast twice a week. Nothing wrong with that. That's in the Jewish economy. It's a work. Read, Ella.
I give tithes of all that I possess. 13.
Ella, do that one again.
Verse 12. I fast twice in a week.
Mm-hmm.
I give tithes of all that I possess.
Mm-hmm. According to the law. A work. A work. Read on, Ella. Oh, listen. The law is a conditional covenant. The dispensation of the law is a conditional covenant. That means God does his part. It's unilateral. Unilateral covenant. I'm sorry. Bilateral. Forgive me. Bilateral. God does his part, and his elect had to do their part. And this is according to the law, which tithing is. Don't throw nothing. Tithing is according to the law. You won't find tithing in Paul's epistles. You'll find in the kingdom gospel, which we are in now. You'll find it obviously in the law, which was given to Israel, God's earthly people. We are members of the body of Christ. Read, Ella.
Numbers. Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And the publican standing afar off.
So this guy has committed himself to God according to what he do, and is called works. In the Greek is ergon. The publican. Start again there, Ella.
Verse 13. And the publican standing afar off.
The cheating tax collector, the skimmer, standing afar off. He wouldn't even come up front, down front. Standing afar off and did what, Ella?
Would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven.
Wouldn't even lift his eyes up to heaven in his shame and pity of his sinfulness. Uh-huh. But
smote upon his breast, saying,
smote upon his breast, saying,
God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
He asked for grace and mercy. Even though this is not the dispensation of grace we are reading from, no one in all creation of humanity has ever been saved apart from God's grace, starting with our fourth parent of all ethnicities, Adam. Adam's sin. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. And Jesus corroborated. He said, if you keep the whole law, and yet offend one time or in one point, how much have you broken of it? You've broken the whole thing. Grace. He smote upon himself. That is the character of God's grace. Reading again. For one to understand the impact of a grace phrase, we now focus on the meaning of the Greek phrase translated his glorious grace. Note the King James, as well as other versions, translate with equal justification, of course, the general phrase, unto the praise of the glory of his grace. Here the basis of this rendition is the thought that our having been for, not when we came down and shook the preacher's hand, foreordained, not when we've repeated the sinner's prayer, before that, before creation, we were chosen in him before creation, being holy, separated, and blameless with all our baggage. Actually, we are blameless. The basis of the fact I'm sorry, unto the praise of his glorious grace. The basis of this rendition is the thought that I having been foreordained is unto the end of the praise of the glory that belongs to his grace. As indicative of the genitive case of possession. Genitive case in the Greek, possession or ownership. Our focus is on the Greek word thoxes, as we believe it to be most effectively rendered glorious in this verse 6. Here it depicts God's honorable, splendid, and exalted grace. In verse 2, the word grace depicts that which is given free without obligation on a non-meritorious basis. No merit. Grace. It has to be without merit because the scriptures say we have all sin and come short. Ecclesiastes 7:20 says, there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sins not. Nobody. Nobody. Not even great-grandmother. Nobody. It refers to God's glorious grace, glorious act of foreordaining his elect solely. He foreordained us solely. Only based upon Jesus' gracious act of dying on the cross for us, not them, for us. If God has caused you to know that you're one of us, the us, Christ died for your sins. Now, if Christ died for your sins, how in God's name are you going to be held accountable to come up for them or because of them? No way. Christ died for our sins. Referencing Acts 13:48, we consider that apart from the manifestation of God's grace of predestination, setting us up, establishing us in eternity, and Calvary in time, again, which was manifestation because the Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world, none would be saved. None. First Timothy 14-16. I'm going to be brief. Promise me. Trust me this time. Turn to Elder. And we're going to start at verse 12. Thus our highest praise, adoration, and gratitude should be reserved for the glorious, splendid, and exalted grace of God. Turn with me real quick to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and begin at verse 12. I promise, I'm looking at the clock and I know that the hour is late. I'm going to go through here even if I have to come back or return. This is God's truth unto us. It can only help and enable us as we go through here in this. We need help. Each and every day. All right, Elder. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse. I tell you what, Elder, let me read it. You're done for the day, Elder, in your commitment. Begin at verse 12. This is Paul writing unto Timothy. Grace or thanks or gratitude I have, Paul writes to Timothy, to the having strengthened me or empowered me. Having, that's the aorist tense. Aorist tense is a completed action. When was it completed? It was always completed. Always. If it's present, it was always present. If it was completed, it was always completed. And the only place something can always be completed is in eternity. Because there's no beginning and no ending in eternity. The one having strengthened me, Christ Jesus, the Lord of us, because faithful me he regarded or he ruled. Christ ruled Paul faithful. If he had not ruled Paul faithful or regarded him faithful, he wouldn't be faithful. Neither would we. Having again aorist tense, everything is already done. All you have again in time is manifestation. Having appointed or assigned me into ministry. I know that had to be what happened to me, because this was no way what I would have chosen.
I hear you.
I might have took my hat back out that sandwich bag, even if I had put some gray in it at this age. Serviceable label, ministry, serviceable labor or assistance into the ministry he appointed or assigned unto Paul. 13, the formerly, meaning himself, being, now listen at this, if you think that no way the Lord is going to put up with you, listen at this. The formerly being blasphemous, that is speaking against Christ. Blaspheme means to speak evil of. Speaking against Christ. Check this out. Insulting. Slanderous. False. Speaking falsely and maliciously. Paul was against Christ. And also, he didn't stop there. A persecutor. He couldn't get to Jesus because he came along after Jesus on the stage of time. So he persecuted those that followed Jesus. Persecution means to follow after, not for good, but for harm. And insolent, insulting. I can just imagine the things that Paul said about Christ and made others say at the threat of their life. And some didn't, so they were killed by Paul's actions. Yes. When he was Saul, but the same guy. Another one didn't come down. This is the same guy. I obtained mercy, aorist, passive, that being ignorant, I perform it. Some people say that he did. God forgave him because he did it ignorantly. No, 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 my friend. I obtained mercy, aorist indicative. Mercy was already for him eternally. While he was killing Christians, mercy was there.
I hear you.
That being ignorant,
amen.
I performed the act in unbelief. That was also, that's an aorist indicative also. That was also determined of God regarding this man.
Amen.
For God's purpose. Superabounded, but superabounded, not just abounded, superabounded, the grace of the Lord of us with faithfulness. His, not ours, not Paul's. And the love of the in Christ Jesus. Faithful the same. So faithful the same. And of each and every acceptance worthy. Here it is. Brace yourself. That Christ Jesus came. Heirs indicative. His coming in the stable in Bethlehem. That was manifestation. He came according to God's decree. Everything is according to God's decree, not when we see it, so to speak, going down or happening. Everything is in God's scene. Everything. Our lives, our all, everything. The ending of the world. The ages. In God's scene.
Thank God. Yeah.
Faithful that Christ Jesus came into the world, sinful sinners. Sinful sinners. That's there. Sinners!
Yeah.
To having saved. Sinners. Where do you think we get the sin nature from? Again, Romans 3:23. All sin. Came into the world, sinful sinners, to having saved.
Number.
We were already saved in eternity. By God's grace. God's grace. We weren't here to tithe. We weren't here to fast. We weren't here to get the Holy Ghost. We weren't here to get baptized in any name. We were saved. Having saved. Of whom first leading am or being I, Paul said. He's the chief of sinners, he said in another place. Finishing up with verse 16. But through or by means of or because of this, what Christ had done eternally. in God's decree.
Thank God.
I obtained mercy or received mercy. That's another aorist indicative. The mercy was already in place. It was already there, and so was ours. We just didn't know it. In order that in me first, the sinner now, chief of sinners, Paul, as he designated him, called himself, in order that in me first, leading or foremost, might having been shown, this was already decreed of God. Time is again for showing what the Lord has done, testimony, showing what God has eternally decreed. Might having shown Christ Jesus the all patience, long suffering, for the sake or purpose of an example or pattern of the going to believing. That is in manifestation of the going to believing of him to life eternal. We are already saved. But unto some in time, God has decreed that we would come to believe. Not all, but some. But irregardless, if you were chosen of God, you were chosen in eternity. Amen. And nothing, just like in the natural, nothing can separate you from being your parents' child. Nothing can separate your children from being yours. Once they become your son and daughter, nothing can change that. How much more with the eternal Almighty God? You're in good shape. You're in good stead. As Elder Karen said last Sunday, in any case, shape, form, or fashion, you win because you have already won according to God. Be encouraged, saints. Amen. God is in absolute control, and we are absolutely, without fail, His. God bless you.
Thank God. Give the Lord a hand. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, you can do better than that. Give the Lord another hand. Thank God. The essence of Christ.